Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Peaceful Home Birth. If you're a first-time mom, you've probably asked or may ask at some point, how will I know when I'm in labor? And that's such a good question, but I also think that it may not be as important to answer as you think it might be. For my last three births, I experienced something called prodromal labor, and it feels like early labor. It lasted for me about 2 to 3 weeks before I actually ended up having a baby. This has taught me a few things, and I'm really excited to share with you what my exact routine is for when I go into labor and the questions I ask myself so that I'm prepared for what's ahead. Early labor is my absolute favorite. I love it, and I really think that I can attribute it to this routine. This is also what I tell all of my doula clients to do. So, if you're ready to learn all about early labor and how to be prepared for it, then stick around. I know you're gonna love this episode. But first, I am in the final planning stages for the Peaceful Home Birth Retreat. I am so excited for the transformation, the community, the relaxation that is going to happen here. Time for registration is coming to a close so quickly. So make sure you grab your ticket before May 31st. There are limited spots. So learn more. Grab your ticket by going to peacefulhomebirth.com/retreat. And we would also love to see you in our private Facebook community. It is very important for this stage in our lives. And you're going to find amazing, strong, powerful women of God who are wanting to home birth or who have home birth and are excited to encourage you. So go to facebook.com/group/peacefulhomebirth and join today. All right. Let's hop into the show. Welcome to the Peaceful Home Birth Podcast, where your journey to a joyful and empowered birth experience begins. I'm your host, Allie McLean, a registered nurse, home birth coach, devoted wife, and proud mother to four incredible kiddos. I've walked the path from trauma to triumph, and I'm here to guide you every step of the way. At the Peaceful Home Birth Podcast, we're more than just a show. We're a community of dreamers, believers, and fearless mothers-to-be. If you're seeking to reclaim your birth story, to transform fear into confidence, and to embrace the beauty of home birth, you've found your tribe. My own transformative journey began with a traumatic C-section, propelling me on a quest to uncover the power of home birth. And now I'm on a mission to help you rise above your past, prevent needless C-sections, and stand firmly in the certainty of your dream birth. As a devoted follower of Jesus, I believe that his divine design for birth is inherently good. It is a reflection of his love, strength, and grace. If the dream of home birth has been planted on your heart, know that it's there for a purpose, and I'm here to stand with you as you pursue it wholeheartedly. In a world filled with racing thoughts and doubts, I'm your guide to taking those thoughts captive, making them obedient to Christ, and replacing them with the liberating truth. Together, we'll navigate the challenges that lie ahead, finding not only freedom, but also unbridled joy on your path to motherhood. This podcast is a haven for the woman who has faced the darkness of a traumatic birth and has questioned whether home birth is within her reach. Here we shatter those doubts. Join us for illuminating interviews with remarkable birth workers who share our reverence for the sanctity and splendor of birth. Listen to inspiring women as they recount their triumphant birth stories, each a testament to the strength that resides within you. So whether you're just starting to explore the world of home birth or you're already on this radiant journey, the Peaceful Home Birth Podcast is your sanctuary, your wellspring of knowledge, and your unwavering support system. Get ready to be inspired, to be empowered, and to embark on a path that leads you to the birth you've always dreamed of. It's time to experience the Holy Spirit's power, to embrace the beauty of birth, and to create a legacy of love and strength. Are you ready to transform your birth experience? Let's dive in. Okay, I'm really excited to talk about early labor and how you can use this routine to help calm you down and focus you in so that you can actually enjoy this stage of labor. All right, so the first thing that I want you to do is assess and acknowledge. Okay. So most of the time, women go into labor in the evening time. There is something to do with the cycle that our brain has to wind us down. The hormones are just able to increase. And most of the time, I do see women go into labor in the evening. Now, not always, but sometimes, and most of the time, I would say that happens. So having an idea of what early labor is like might be helpful for you. This a lot of times starts with cramping, and a woman starts maybe feeling a little jittery or excited. And the contractions or the waves or the cramping, whatever you want to call it, starts to come rhythmically. And that can look like every 30 minutes to every 20 minutes, every 10 minutes. So typically, early labor will start to become regular between every 5 to 10 minute contractions. So the first thing that I want you to do is assess how you're feeling, right? Simple enough, but oftentimes I feel like women start taking notice, but their first inclination is to like text their doula or to text their midwife and be like, okay, what's happening to me? And I want you to take a step back. And before you ask an outside source what's going on, I want you to look within. Okay. So this is what this routine is about. This is about you acknowledging what's going on and getting yourself prepared before you reach out to others. Okay. So doing a body scan, I believe I've talked about this on the podcast maybe one other time, but this is a really helpful tool to start building self-awareness. And this is something that I work with my coaching clients a lot on, because I have seen that the women who are more self-aware and tuned into their body have a smoother labor and then also have a deeper bond and deeper connection with their baby because they have accessed this intuition and this instinct that we have been given as a gift and they're using it. So one tool that I have found really helpful is doing this body scan, and that's basically taking an inventory of what's going on from the top of your head down to the toes. How are you feeling? Scan. Are you holding any tension? Where are you feeling things? Is it good? Is it bad? Are you holding any emotions anywhere? All of these things can help give you a clue into like what you're actually feeling, right? And it's so much more inclusive than just I'm feeling contractions, I'm feeling cramping. Okay. There's more going on in your body. And this also is assessing how your baby is, right? Before we ask an outside source how your baby is, I want you to get really good at tuning in and figuring out, okay, how is my connection to baby right now? Is baby moving? Where is baby located? And getting good at experiencing that connection. It is so precious that mom and baby are so connected. And I think a lot of times we have been told that we need somebody else to tell us, we need a piece of technology to tell us, when really we are so in tune and we are literally connected. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing that I don't want you to miss out on. So doing this body scan, asking yourself how you're feeling, what's going on, just taking an inventory, okay? And then sitting with it. The next thing I want you to do, once you assess and once you acknowledge, okay, yes, I am getting rhythmic contractions. I am starting to feel things change, okay? And knowing this can last a while. Typically, a first-time mom can be in early labor for hours and hours. I know my first labor, I was in early labor for probably 18 hours, I would say. My early labors lasted a long time. Now, I think the more I'm learning, the more I'm realizing there could be things contributing to the long labors that I would be very interested to work through and see how another baby would be. But my labors have gotten shorter and shorter, with my shortest one being about 10 and a half hours. Once you acknowledge, okay, this is what's going on. Yes, this is probably labor. I feel like something has shifted, something has changed. I want you to take some deep breaths, okay? So what happens is these hormones start flooding in, and your brain is rhythmically releasing these hormones that are attaching to receptors on your uterus, right? And this is what's causing the contractions. But we want that limbic system, that emotional side of the brain, to be fully working. And we want our rational brain to start kind of not completely shutting down, but going to sleep. That's how I picture it. It's like we want you to be in such a deep relaxation mode. This is like if you meditate, right? And I'm not talking about like new age meditation, but like if you are clearing your head and thinking about things that are good, right, true, pure, lovely, and you're able to just relax that thinking part of the brain that is going all of the time, that's where labor can progress a lot more quickly. Okay, so getting yourself into a relaxation state looks like taking a 10-second deep breath in and a 10-second deep breath out. Okay, and now it's time to share one of my sponsors with you. After my first birth, which ended in a traumatic C-section, I started researching literally everything, including things that go in and on me and my family's body. I started getting rid of everything, first starting with cleaning products and then over-the-counter meds. But makeup has been the hardest thing for me to replace. It seems as all the natural makeup is in powder form, and with the type of covers that I like, it just was not cutting it. That's when I found Araza Beauty's all-in-one coconut cream foundation. This foundation actually improves my skin while providing sun protection and, of course, even coverage. With a dewy finish, almost like a BB cream, it's perfect for everyday wear. Plus, it's packed with ingredients like jojoba oil, probiotics, antioxidants, and zinc oxide, which provides SPF 28 coverage. I also love that Araza Beauty is a woman-owned and dedicated to giving back to victims of domestic violence. I feel great about supporting this company, which makes its super luxurious makeup even more satisfying. Now, I recommend with starting with the foundation. See what I did there? Foundation. You won't regret it. Just to make it easier for you, Araza is giving my listeners a special discount of 15% off. So go to arazabeauty.com and use the code EMPOWEREDBIRTH at checkout. And doing that for a few minutes, feeling your belly rise, okay? Realizing that when you start quieting that rational side of the brain, what can happen is these intrusive thoughts or these fears may start presenting themselves when you're in this area, right? I see it happen so often and it's very normal. So I don't want you to get freaked out like, oh my goodness, why am I thinking crazy things? It is normal. And I believe too, it's such a spiritual event. Birth is a spiritual event. So of course, the enemy is going to want to come in and scare you. He knows fear can make you make bad decisions. He knows fear can interrupt the pattern of labor. He knows fear is detrimental to your health and baby's health. And so he can use these thoughts to throw you off course. And so deep breathing, realizing when fears come in, you are in control of that. And this is a breaking free system that I teach my clients. I want you to feel freedom from this fear, from these thoughts. No, you have authority. You can rebuke the fear in the name of Jesus, and you can start getting yourself into this relaxation state. And remember, this is all before that you have, acknowledged, or all before you have reached out for somebody else to tell you what's going on. Okay. And I know that feels so foreign. And a lot of birth workers will tell you, like, oh, as soon as you think you're in labor, just give us a heads up. We'll get there. So you will give a heads up, but I really want you to tune in and allow yourself to just sit in what's going on, okay? Before you get worked up and excited. I want you to get relaxed and low. And well, yeah, we'll get there. So, anyways, the next thing I want you to do is attend to your physical needs. Okay. So, what is that? If you think that you're in labor and it is morning, it is the afternoon, even the evening, maybe a late evening. I want you to eat. Okay. Labor is a very taxing, like physically taxing event. Okay. Your body needs fuel, and fuel comes in the form of protein. So we're going to be feeding your body what it needs in order to operate at the highest capacity. So asking yourself, do I need to eat? Could I eat even like a couple of bites of something? Do I need to sleep? Again, if you are going into labor in the evening and it's too early for bedtime, but you really think that something may be changing, just go take a nap. Just go lay down and see what happens. I promise you that if you would reach out to your midwife or your doula at this point, they would be telling you the same thing. Just go lay down and relax and let me know if anything happens. So I'm giving you ahead of time what your midwife and doula would already be saying. So there you go. And then what is your intuition saying that your body needs? And again, this is kind of where that body scan comes in. Do I need a massage? Like, do I need to go for a walk? Do I need some water or some electrolytes? What is my body needing? And asking yourself that and really leading into those gut instincts or that intuition. So after you do all of this and you realize, okay, yes, labor is progressing. I feel very different. I've attended to my physical needs. I have gotten into a very relaxed state and I've addressed fears. Okay, so you're ready to enter in. This is when I typically like to tell my husband, okay, I know something is happening. And I wait until then, mostly because my labors have started in the evening. And I don't want to wake him up before I need to. This is just a sweet time to tune in, just you and your baby talking to the Lord. I remember singing like worship or a hymn before I had told my husband in order to get through these waves, I would lay in bed and just sing a hymn until I couldn't stay in bed anymore. Then I told him, and it's a beautiful thing once you know for sure. Okay. And I've learned the hard way because I've told him too early sometimes, and then he doesn't get sleep and I don't get sleep. And then we're all exhausted for baby, and that's not fun. You need somebody to take care of you well. So early labor is a really good time to just be and just be relaxed and tuned in. And yeah, it's beautiful. So then I tell my team, okay, I tell my husband, I like to have my husband be the one to inform the team because a lot of times if the husband is calling, it means that something is very much progressing. And if you're on the phone, again, I think it kind of brings you out of that place where you're like cognitively having to talk to somebody. It's just an interruption. And so when you are in this pattern, it helps you get into a deeper labor place, and the husband can be fully responsible for doing that. He could even put you on speakerphone and have them listen to your contractions on speakerphone without you having to explain what's going on. From the time you tell your husband to the time you tell your team, it might be different for everybody. Again, I have very long early labor, so my husband doesn't have to tell the team until I'm like in it. But again, I've told people way too early and they've come way too early and labor is extended. And so there is no rush. This is just a time to be and enjoy the intimacy with you and your husband, the last few moments between you as a couple of two. And it's really, really beautiful. So that's my routine. This is what I love to do. And again, I love early labor. It's a fun time. And once you start changing your mindset to like, I actually really enjoy being in labor and just spending, time with my husband and allowing him to be the main one to be supporting me, you're able to slowly enter into what is a beautiful relaxation playset. The hormonal cascade can work with ease and is really beautiful when you can trust that your body knows what to do and you don't have to ask an outside source right away what's going on. You have it within you to know what you need to do. And so working on that during pregnancy is going to benefit you so much during labor. And I love working with my coaching clients with this. So if this sounds like something you'd love to work on too, schedule a birth strategy call with me. Go to bit.ly/birth strategy and we can talk about strategies and ways to help grow your intuition, lean into your instinct, and learn what you need to learn to have a beautiful, peaceful home birth. So again, I'll put the link in the show notes. I would love to chat with you. It's a free coaching call, 30 minutes long, and I'm going to act like your personal coach and we'll work through what you need to work through to know your best next step. All right, thanks for joining me today on this episode of Peaceful Home Birth, and we'll see you next time. I hope you loved today's episode and found it so helpful and encouraging. If you did, would you take 30 seconds to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or send this episode to a friend who has been praying for a peaceful home birth? Lastly, make sure you get my free download of my complete home birth essentials checklist. Make sure you have everything ready to go so you're able to feel at peace and confidence leading into your home birth. This printable checklist has all of the important but less glamorous or thought of items that I have found to be so incredibly helpful to have at a home birth after working with many clients in person. Now, get it by clicking the link in the show notes. And as always, thanks for listening and peace be with you.